100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVON News time is 8:25. Newsmaker 2 time today with three guests discussing the Redding Tornado Trot and Trail. We have Jan Briggs. We have Nancy Standiford. We have Lacey Davis joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning.
Here we go. Jan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's a great morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Nancy, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on board. And Lacey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, glad to have you all in with us here today. Redding Tornado Trot and Trail, less than 48 hours out. Well, right about 48 hours out, I guess you could say. Jan, what's going through your mind here as we get close to getting things rolling tomorrow or Saturday morning?
OMG, Chuck, I didn't realize it was a 48-hour countdown. You just set my blood pressure through the roof.
Uh-oh, sorry.
But the excitement level is good. Nancy and I are really getting all the last-minute preparations ready, and we've been rolling out all the snacks, food sacks, everything that we can do to support the bicyclists. We're rounding up our volunteers. I got a couple with me this morning. Yeah, we're just trying to make sure everything's set up for 6:30 Saturday morning.
All right, and this will be in Redding. And Nancy, where will the check-in and registration be?
The check-in and registration will be in the Redding City Park on the east side of the community building, and the physical address is 613 First Street, and we'll have a table for pre-registered check-in, and then we'll have a table for day of sign-up. So if you haven't signed up, don't worry about it. You can come that morning and get signed up.
All right, so how many trotting and trailing options, Nancy, do we have?
Well, we have quite a few this year. We have our regular 5K run walk. We have a 14-mile bike ride, a 26-mile bike ride, and this year we added a 36-mile bike ride. So we do have some takers for the 36 this year that we're pretty excited about.
Wow.
Boy, and everything launches outside of Redding City Hall or very close to that?
Yes, right outside City Hall. We'll meet right here on the east side, and we'll take off east from Redding and then head north. And if you've never ridden out that direction, it's just beautiful. The rolling hills and, you know, the views are spectacular.
Very true. Jan, you mentioned here kind of last-minute prep. What type of last-minute prep work do you have to do here to really set the stage for Saturday morning?
Well, this afternoon I'm running around picking up some last-minute items. You know, we've got some treats for you at the end of the race for the survivors, and I'll be picking up those. I will be grabbing some more little goodies for the bags. Nancy and I'll be out all day tomorrow marking the trail, getting those tables set up. So, yeah, the next 48 hours, I guess, is going to be pretty intense and a lot of fun.
So, Nancy, can we register morning of on Saturday? Is that a problem?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You can register that morning. It opens at 6:30, and registration and check-in both close at 8:30, so we can better support our riders and walkers and runners out on the route. But I want to remind people that we are kind of a low-budget operation, so we are cash or check only. We have no means to take a credit or debit card, so...
Well,
I will throw in one more thing here as far as getting ready and trying to get some of our volunteers in P1 places. We've got firemen helping us. We've got the Lyon County Sheriff helping us. I've got some kids here from school helping us. I got the D-Dunder Duo that's going to be with me this morning, and they're going to be passing out snacks at the up on the Flint Hills Trail. So
great.
I'm pretty excited to have them on board this morning, but I just wanted to put a plug in for so many people that are supporting us, and a lot of those goodies are different vendors and stuff around the area. So, yeah, just wanted to mention those.
Jan, how important is it to have kind of the Tornado Trot and Trail activities coinciding slash overlapping with what the Reading Benefit Fire Department's got going on in its fundraiser?
Well, we appreciate them coming through. Last year, some people were asking about Biscuits and Gravy because they do a great job of having a breakfast, and it's a free will donation to the fire department, who really supports us by, they've given heat relief, they have gone out and picked up bikers, first aid, safety, traffic safety along the route. So they do a lot to help us out. So they benefit us, and we hope to benefit them.
Yeah, the fundraiser for the Reading Volunteer Fire Department, as Jan mentioned, free will donation, Biscuits and Gravy. This will be going on from 8 until 11 at the fire department at 103 Franklin Street. So when you're done with your running or riding, Biscuits and Gravy. Good way to depart Reading right there and help out the Reading Volunteer Fire Department for all that they do. So as I know that you have been teamed up with Brown Shoefit giving away some shoes. Nancy, where are we at on that front?
Well, Brown's has been gracious enough to donate two pair of Brooks running shoes again this year, and we're very thankful for that. We've already drawn for one pair, and that winner's been notified. And if you come out day of, the day of, people get to put their name in a hat for the second pair. So that's a little added bonus.
Outstanding. And I wanted to bring Lacey in now so we could talk a little about where the proceeds go. Handlebars of Hope has been the longstanding partner here with Reading Tornado Trot and Trail. And Lacey, let's kind of get an update here on how Handlebars of Hope is doing here over the past year, because you guys have done great work here both locally and in Mexico.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so Matt and Steph, as most people know, they did move down to Brownsville, and they're able to be more local and centered to their mission down there, crossing over to Matamoros about 4 to 5 days a week. But yeah, Ty and I up at High Gear, we have been able to keep it alive locally. We're working with the Sheriff's Department and the Probation Office to be able to get some solid candidates on some bikes, be able to get them to court dates or get a job, just be able to really impact their lives in a very beneficial way. And then we have applicants that kind of come in. Lately, we've definitely noticed more of a need, so it's a big blessing to be able to support the community in that way and keep Handlebars of Hope local as well.
So you'll take all kinds of referrals in at High Gear, Lacey?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. If you know of anybody, or if somebody comes in, we have an application that they can fill out, and we kind of go from there.
Outstanding. You mentioned here about kind of the demand. Where are you seeing the demand either locally or what you're hearing from the Browns here in Mexico? Is it it's just simply we need more bikes in general, or is there something more specific that's come up?
I would say the demand in Mexico is always. But locally, yeah, we have noticed kind of an increase in people who can't get a car, can't afford a car, maybe are having some struggles and just need transportation. And we are really happy to be able to support in that way. It's definitely picked up. We kind of noticed a little increase in the summer when it's pretty hot, it's harder to walk, that kind of thing. But yeah, the demand is always. Biggest things that we look for are, we will accept any bike in any shape from anywhere, but we do kind of really need like solid cruiser style bikes is what Matt kind of loves in Mexico. And then we love anything that's in solid shape or has decent parts that we can scrap from.
Yeah, you love all kinds of bikes. We know that.
Yeah.
Could I add one thing? I don't mean to step in on Lacey here, but I think they love all kinds of money too, because I know it's also makes sense to get those bikes to Mexico. I think, you know, I've heard them talk about it. They work really hard to do that, collect the bikes here, but there are expenses, you know, that people don't realize. And so, you know, our proceeds and monetary help from the Tornado Trot, as well, I'm sure that they would be willing to take more financial help as well.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to add that, Lacey.
Yes, absolutely. The monetary donations are huge. They definitely help Matt and Steph down there in Mexico, help us figure out ways to be able to get bikes to them, which has been the biggest struggle as long as Handlebars of Hope has been around. The getting bikes from Emporia to Mexico has been a journey. So, yeah, monetary donations, if you don't have bikes or you're not interested in bikes, that is an excellent way to help. And Tornado Trot has always been a big help to that as well.
So, Jan, after, you know, when the Tornado Trot actually started, how many years now is this, Jan?
Yikes.
a number. It's been a number of years, but when you first started, you know,
when did the tornado happened, Chuck? I mean, let's go back. The first year was, it was like a week after the tornado hit.
It was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we trotted through the town, even still in, with all the, you know, rubble, and then we just kept it going after that.
Well, and it was initially for tornado relief, and then when you had the bulk of that funding taken care of, you turned to Handlebars of Hope. Why was that? Why were handlebars so important for you, Jan, and Nancy to support?
Is Nancy still there if she wants to say anything, or I can take that one?
Yeah, Nancy's still there.
I just think it's a great cause. It's a great mission to support. I mean, people don't realize the need, the ease that a bike gives someone to get to and from classes, to get to and from school, or just the grocery store versus walking. And, you know, we were talking to Matt and Stephanie, and it really just kind of fell upon our hearts that this is the direction we wanted to go, and it kind of just went from there.
Well, I might also add that that's true, what Nancy said, but also Nancy and I are bikers, and so with the big biking craze that's taken over in our area, we just thought, what a great way to partner up. And so I can't remember who came up with the idea first, but we both were friends of Matt and Stephanie's to begin with, and it just went from there.
So are you, in addition to organizing, ladies, Jan, I'll start with you. Are you also going to take some time on the bike here for Saturday? Or is just organizing it more than enough, I guess, here for the weekend?
Well, it's not over when it's over for us. We got to go around and pick everything up. And yeah. I view the miles, the 14 plus the 36 plus the 20, well, whatever. Add them all up. We're driving the roads out. So I doubt if we have any time to ride that day.
Understood. Nancy, I'm assuming you're going to be the same way.
Yeah. You know, the very first year we did that, we thought, oh, it'd be fun to run with everyone, because it started out as just a 5K. And that was probably the fastest race that Jan and I have ever ran, because we realized we were sending people off, but then we needed to be there when they got back.
You better pick up the pace then, huh? Yeah.
That's right. So I think we learned the hard way on that one.
Well, all right, Saturday morning, Reading. Yeah, it is the annual Reading Tornado Trot and Trail happening, and registration starts at 6:30, all to benefit to Handlebars of Hope. And don't forget, too, the Reading Volunteer Fire Department, their Biscuits and Gravy fundraiser from 8 until 11. And I do need to take a moment and thank Lacey and Ty once again down at High Gear for their support of Ron's Ride to benefit Special Olympics. They hooked me up with my bike to make the Emporia to Olpe trek. So, Lacey, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We heard you had a blast. That's what we aim for.
Yeah, indeed. I had a great time, so we appreciate your support there. Thanks for all you do.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, ladies, thanks again. Lacey, thanks very much for joining us here today, and look forward to reporting a big fundraising turnout for you guys next week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Nancy, Jan, thanks much, and we will see you guys on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Thanks, ladies. All right, there they are. Jan Briggs, Nancy Standiford, Lacey Davis. It is Reading, Chuck, all about Reading, the Tornado Trot and Trail coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. Don't forget, too, that we've got our Medicare Minute coming up here shortly with Certified Chick Counselor Kieran Mays. We'll be talking about Medicare sign-up information. Tomorrow we have a newscast interview, quick one, with Kansas Soil Health Alliance Coordinator Jennifer Simmelink, talking about an upcoming ag workshop, plus what's in outdoors with Phil Taunton in the 8 o'clock hour, again tomorrow here on KVOE.
Live and local, and our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash will get your vehicle top-notch clean, featuring the top.